Unit 6, Lesson 21. New words and expressions.
Meg. Manchester. Alone. Married. University. Lonely. Neighbor.
Lesson 21. Exercise 1. Xiaoling is talking to a neighbor. Mrs. Liu lives on the first floor of the same building as Xiaoling. Listen and answer the questions.
Your name is Xiaoling, isn't it? Yes, it is. How many people are there in your family now, Xiaoling? There are 5. You're an only child, aren't you? Yes, I am. You live with your parents, don't you? Yes, that's right. And who else? Your aunt and uncle? No, my grandparents. Oh, yes. They lived in the countryside before, didn't they? Yes, they did. They came to live with us a year ago. Oh, yes. The old man couldn't walk very well, could he? No, he couldn't. But he's all right now.
Lesson 21. Exercise 4. Sally is writing a postcard. Annie comes to talk to her. Read their conversation.
Who are you writing to, Sally? My Aunt Meg. I remember. You told me about her before. She didn't live with you in London, did she? No, she didn't. Her home is in another city. Manchester. And she hasn't got any sons or daughters, has she? She lives alone. Yes, she has a son and a daughter. Where are they? One of them lives in London. She's married to a policeman. She's a teacher. The other one studies at university. What about your uncle? He's dead. He died about 10 years ago. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is your aunt lonely? No, she isn't. My cousins often come and stay for the weekend. And she has some very nice neighbors. And she's got 2 dogs. She's always very busy, but I like to write to her sometimes.
Unit 6, Lesson 22. New words and expressions.
Decide. Kitchen. Enough. Chocolate. Put on. Shut. Flower. Learn from. Catch up with. Palace. The summer palace. Sharp. Hit. Prepare.
Lesson 22. Exercise 1. Read and listen to the story, then answer the questions.
A few years ago, on Mrs. Harris's birthday, Ben and Janet went to the shops to buy their mum a present. "We don't have enough money to buy a present," said Ben. "We have enough money to buy chocolate and no more." They bought some chocolate and decided to go home and make something for their mother. At home later, Mrs. Harris said, "I'm only going out for an hour. I'll be home soon." When Mrs. Harris shut the door and left, Janet said, "Let's make a cake." And soon they were in the kitchen looking at a cookbook. "We need flour, sugar, and 3 eggs," Ben read slowly. "And chocolate," said Janet. "We have enough chocolate. We could make a chocolate cake." "That's a great idea, Janet. Mum loves chocolate," said Ben.
Lesson 22, Exercise 4. Read the end of the story and answer the questions.
"Let's have a piece of chocolate first," said Janet. Ben found flour, sugar, and eggs. They had to get another egg because one fell and hit Ben's shoe. "Oh dear," said Janet, and put another piece of chocolate in her mouth. She prepared the sugar and flour, and Ben began to make the cake. "I'll put the flour and sugar away now," said Janet. But she wasn't tall enough to put the boxes away. They fell, and sugar and flour covered the floor. "The cake's ready now, except for the chocolate," said Ben. "Oh," said Janet, "there's only one piece now. There isn't enough for the cake. We'll have to have a no-chocolate chocolate cake." "Oh, look at the clock," said Ben. "Mum will be home soon. And look at the kitchen." They hurried to finish the cake and clean the kitchen floor. That evening, the Harris family had a little birthday party with a very nice no-chocolate chocolate cake in a very nice clean kitchen.
Unit 6, Lesson 23. New words and expressions.
Sad. Run away. Take away. Stay away.
Lesson 23. Exercise 3. Listen to the questions at the end of these sentences. Listen to the answers. Does the voice go up or down at the end? Repeat the sentences after the tape. "You didn't go to the basketball game yesterday, did you?"
"Yes, I did."
"Oh, I didn't see you. It wasn't a very good game, was it?"
"Yes, it was great."
"They didn't play very well, did they?"
"Yes, they did. They played very well."
"You stood at the front, didn't you?"
"Yes, I did. It's the best place to see the game, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is." Lesson 23. Sound families. Exercise 4. Repeat each of the single vowels slowly and then more quickly. Repeat the words after the tape. E plus I equals A. May, brave, table, baby, they, way. A plus I equals I. China, bike, minus, by, night, try. O plus I equals oi, boy, voice. Unit 6, Lesson 24. New words and expressions.
Way. Mail. Land. Back. Female. A year or two. Leave. Single.
Lesson 24. Exercise 1. Read about elephants. Then work with a partner and find the answers to these questions. Elephants are the biggest animals on land. They are much stronger than horses or cows. And baby elephants can weigh nearly 100 kilos. But elephants are also some of the gentlest animals in the world. They can walk very, very quietly. They love to be with other elephants. They love to play and like best to scratch their backs on a tree in the sun. Elephants are like us in some ways. They live in families. The most important elephant in the family is always an older female. They live for a long time, 50 or 60 years. They can also remember things very well. When a female elephant dies, its daughters and granddaughters are very sad. They stay with it for a long time. Then, they carry a piece of the dead elephant away. They never forget a dead friend. Elephants are also different from us. In every family, there are usually a few young males, a few baby boys. These males stay with the family for a year or two. But then, the older females make the young males go away. Only the daughters, mothers, and grandmothers stay together. The older animals take care of the younger ones. The mothers and grandmothers teach their daughters. And what about the male elephants? Well, they leave the family and go away. Often, a male elephant lives alone. But sometimes, the males make a group and stay together in the group. Lesson 24. Exercise 2. Listen to the conversation between Wang Xin and Li Lingxi. Say if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F.
I've got some photos here. They are my uncle's.
You didn't visit him in Beijing, did you?
No, he came to Guangzhou 3 days ago. We took the photos in his hotel.
Your uncle looks very tall. He has a nice, friendly face, doesn't he?
Yes, he is a very kind person.
Is he your only uncle?
No, my grandfather has 3 sons. This uncle is the youngest and the cleverest of them all. He could read when he was 4, and he could write just before he was 5. He's a very interesting man. He knows a lot about music, art, travel, and sports.
What does he do?
He has a very good job in a car factory. He's a very important man.
Your cousins are lucky. They have a good father.
My cousins? But my uncle is single. He isn't married.
Unit 6. Time for a song. 3, 2, or 1.